Thanks, Suzanne. Well, do take your Bibles and turn back to that amazing passage in 1 John chapter 4. It's page 1227 in the church Bibles. 1 John 4. And we're going to pray as we look at this and ask God to speak to us. Let me pray. Thank you, Father, that John wrote this book so that we who believe would know and be assured of your love and the gift of eternal life. Draw us all to you now, we pray, as we hear your words. Speak to us, encourage us, challenge us, and strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, happy Father's Day. I never forget one Father's Day, I got given a lovely book, and it was called My Dad is Brilliant. Have you seen it? Here's how it goes, a few pages. My dad is brilliant. He's as strong as a gorilla. He can run like a cheetah. He can play any instrument. And he's a marvelous cook. And he's fantastic on roller skates. And he's brilliant at making things. And he can sing like a pop star. Now I get the gist. But that could leave you feeling pretty hopeless as a dad, couldn't it? A bit like the Proverbs 31 woman, you know? But I got the sentiment. It was very sweet. I think the kids were saying, even though you're not strong, you're not fast, you're not very musical, you're not great at cooking, and you're not great on roller skates, and you cannot sing like a pop star, you're still pretty brilliant. That's how I took it. And I'll take that. And as we thank God for fathers today, I certainly am grateful for mine. He's taught me how to be a loving dad. You see, a good father loves their children and so teaches their children how to love. A good father loves their children and teaches their children how to love. Do you think that's true? I know some of us all had very different experiences of fathers. Some positive, some very painful, some very difficult, some very damaging. We may not have known who our father was or what it's like to have a loving father. But we'll all know someone who is a good father. And a good father loves their child and teaches them how to love. As I said, I've been very blessed to have a wonderful father. He's been very loving. He's trained me and disciplined me out of love. He taught me about Jesus. He has kept on praying for me and encouraged me. He's been an absolute rock to my mother, to my family, to his grandchildren. I'm so grateful for him. Fatherhood, when it's good, is a huge blessing to families and to children. And to fathers themselves. A good father loves their children and so teaches them how to love. And our text this morning from 1 John 4 verse 14 speaks about the Father and his love for people like you and me. This is the Father of all fathers. We've seen already in the context that God is love, verse 9. Verse 11, that God loves us. And our verse this morning is 1 John 4, verse 14. That's our text. And John says, we have seen and testify that the Father, the Father, has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. And I've got four little questions to ask of that verse this morning as we try and understand it. This beautiful verse that's been written. Four questions. Who, how, and what? Who, how, and what? First question, who does God the Father love? Look at verse 14. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. He loves the world. And that is great news. That means that God loves all types and all sorts of people. God loves the world. And that word world here is talking about a rebellious, sinful, wicked world. God loves a world that sinned against him, that has rejected him. Hey, it's really hard, isn't it, to love people who aren't nice to us? Pretty impossible to love people who reject us and give us a hard time. And yet God's love is so different. God loves the world. God loves people who reject him and who are horrid to him and deny him. And that is great news this morning, isn't it? Because we all do it. We all sin. And yet God the Father is so amazing, so brilliant, that he loves the world and its people who have no time for him, who push him away. Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful news? That's God's amazing love that I'm so thankful for today. The amazing love of Father God. Have a look at verse 9 and 10 and how it explains it more. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for sins. God loves like no other. He moves towards us in love. What an amazing Father God, the God of love who loves the world, all of us. Maybe if we are believers this morning and we feel we've messed up too many times, that surely God cannot love us anymore. The devil loves to rob us of assurance that we're loved. But no, God loves sinners. He loves the world. He loves you and I, however many times you mess up. Or maybe you've not yet turned to Jesus Christ. You don't know God as our Father. And you think, well, preacher, you're saying God loves the world, but you don't know what I've done. There can be no forgiveness for me. I can't even forgive myself. But friends, God loves the world, a rebellious world. God loves sinners. He loves us. That is good news. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Who does God the Father love? He loves the world. Second question. How? How does God love the world? Now, good fathers do loads of good things for their family. My dad has done countless things for me to show his love. He's told me he loves me. He's disciplined me in love. He's been so good to me in many, many ways. I'll never forget when I was a young dad with three little children at the time. We were living in London and we were going to drive all the way back to Cardiff where my parents lived to fly out to Portugal. And so we got the kids in the car seats, we packed the bags, we got everything. We drove that long journey with little kids all the way to Cardiff. And we got there, we were so excited, we were going to fly out the next morning. And I just went through my bag with all my travel documents and I checked for my tickets, they were there. But I couldn't find my passports. And I said, Dad, I've left all my passports in London and the flight is so early tomorrow morning. What did he do? Did he say, you stupid boy? Now, there are many times he did say that to me. Stupid boy. But no, he didn't say that this time. He said, get in the car and let me drive you back. And 8 hours later, we were back in Cardiff with our passports. The next day, we were on the beach in Portugal. What a great dad. I love that. His love was concrete and verbal and practical. He's shown his love in many patient and wonderful ways to this stupid boy, his son. Well, God shows his love by doing amazing, extravagant things. He sends his only son. That's verse 14, isn't it? And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his son to be the savior of the world. He sends his son. Jesus takes on human flesh, fully God, fully man. Look back at how John describes it in verse 9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his son into the world that we might live through him, have new life, a new start. In verse 10, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for sins. God sends his son, his only son. Feel the cost. We find it hard enough to give up a seat for somebody, let alone our last sweet in a bag. But God loves us by giving his son. Amazing. To bless and love the world that rejects him. To bless the world with life and forgiveness and eternal life by dying the death we deserve on the cross. That's the phrase there, verse 10. Atoning sacrifice. That picture of Jesus on the cross in my place, getting the punishment I deserve, taking my wrath on him. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is the love of the Father for us. This is the love of God for us, that he's given his son to be the savior of people like you and me. The love of the Father through the Son for his people is beautiful. It's glorious. Never lose sight of that. How wonderful his love for you this morning is if you're a believer. Never lose sight that God the Father loves you. What a heavenly Father. What a glorious saving Son. You know, we might never ever have felt the love of our earthly fathers. It saddens me to hear people say, I never knew if he loved me. Or they say, I never knew if I was good enough. Or they say, actually, I never knew who my dad was. And yet through faith in Jesus the Son, we can say, I am loved by Almighty God, the Father. Wonderful, beautiful news. How does God show his love? He sends his only son to save, his atoning death on the cross. Third question, how do I know this is true? It sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? No one loves like that. Surely this is fantasy, this is make-believe, this is stuff of fairy tales. You know, you hear a story that sounds amazing and it sounds too good to be true, and we say, well, if it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. It's not true. Until that person tells you, I know it's true because I was there, or I was that man. And they go, okay, they witnessed it. It's reliable. And that's what John does. In our verse for today, I love what John writes. You see what he says? 1 John 4, verse 14, he says, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. I've seen it. The apostles have seen it. We testify to it. He has seen Jesus. He has heard Jesus. He has witnessed the amazing miracles of Jesus that only God could do. He saw Jesus die. He met him again when he rose from the dead. He testifies. He has seen that this is true. I love the way that John starts his letter. Look back at chapter 1, verse 1. It's beautiful, the words he writes. Have a look at that. He's talking about Jesus here. 1 John 1, verse 1, all the ones, 1:1:1. Verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, that's Jesus, the eternal word of God, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life, Jesus Christ. John, how do you know it's true? I heard him. I've seen him. I've looked at him. I've touched him. This is who I'm proclaiming to you. No need to doubt. Every reason to take a step of faith today on this Father's Day if you've not yet trusted in Jesus Christ. Maybe you'd love to know God as your Father. And today is the day where you're going to say, count me in. I want that love. I want that relationship. Friends, if you've not done that, come to Jesus Christ. And he loves to welcome sinners. He loves to pardon us and forgive us and restore us. And I'd love to talk to you about that more after service. Turn to Christ and say, come into my life, and he will. He put his spirit in you. He'll bring you to know God the Father. Come to him. What a joy. It is true. Don't doubt it, friends. As this world mocks and is cynical about faith, this is based on evidence that you can trust and build your life upon. No need to doubt. Absolutely true. Today is a great day to be encouraged by the fatherhood of God and this wonderful truth. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. Who does the God the Father love? He loves the world. How does God love the world? He sends his Son to be an atoning sacrifice. How do I know it's true? They were there. They saw it. They've written it down for us. As I said at the beginning, a good father loves their child and teaches their child how to love. Now, I try to be the father that my dad was before me. If you've had a good dad, then that's what you can do. If you haven't, or you want to know how to do it, then look to the way the Father loves, who loves perfectly. He loves lavishly. He loves generously. It's in a costly way. It's practical love. You see, my fourth question is this: what's my response? If we're following Jesus Christ today, if we are Christians, we are called to love others. Because God the Father has loved us. Have a look at our passage, chapter 4, verse 7. John writes, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." The mark of someone who's trusting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour, who knows God as their Father, the mark and the characteristic is that we are people who love. Who love others in our church family. Who love those in our own families. Who love those in our world. And that's challenging, isn't it? We find it hard to love. We find it hard to forgive. Not everybody is very loving. And yet the Spirit of God has come to live in us and he wants to produce the fruit of Christ, which is the fruit of love. Dear friends, let us love one another. Maybe today you are holding something against someone in the church family and you need to forgive them and ask for grace to love and forgive and press on. God can do that today. Maybe there's those in your family who've really hurt you. You need to pray for grace to love and forgive and reach out to them because Christ has reached out to you. God has loved you. How can we show love today? How can we show that we belong to the Father, that we know Jesus is our loving friend and Saviour, that we will love and pray for grace to love. Shall I pray for us? Let me pray. Lord, we thank you so much that you're a wonderful Father. And you know our frailty. You know we struggle to love and forgive. Lord, it's very costly to do that sometimes. And we just pray that we might, inspired by your love and strengthened by your Spirit and in dependence on Jesus, love as you've loved us. Thank you for your amazing love, for your wonderful grace, that we are loved by Almighty God. Would that truth fill our hearts and inspire us today for the glory of Jesus and the blessing of many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.